The best tea in the city.
My Top 10 at 10 is proudly brought to you by Standard Bank, champion of the arts.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome. This is the best tea in the city. And this time we're coming live from the Standard Bank Art Lab, a visual representation of art. We're at the Nelson Mandela Square, and I'm joined by the celebrated big brother, Simon Hlengetwa. Finally, we get to meet, Rotman.
At long last, my brother.
What's up?
What's up, Wena?
Mara, this face is familiar.
What do you mean?
I've seen you somewhere. Go shapaka number.
Now I can't see, but yeah.
So tell me, kwa tema?
Kwa tema, ki mwa ke tswang te.
Yeah.
Yeah, ki kasi aka. Ke hole tse di kasi tse two. Kwa tema, le go ratanda ha bon ole. Di kudiswe ke mkhono aka mamkwena. Then, ha set kwa tile go primary, ke ya go high school. Kahutela join our family aka go tema. Yeah.
Mara, for stand never shy la.
Okay.
Kulali.
Man shy la.
U bizu drama bota ra.
Ah, ne ba shy la re ke motso. Ka ba ke nana le ta, ka ona le post wa re ke motso.
Yeah, no ra tswana that. Re chapela ntse si bana e. But now tell me, we will come to your history with Standard Bank, but I think take me back to the young Sam and art. And remember, you didn't have contemporaries, ne? You didn't have role models, ne? How do you say to Batswadi or Wena, you want to be an artist? I mean, how do you even position that?
Well, there's a friend of mine, Vusi Nimalo. We come a long way, go primary, start to live together, I very good. So he visits me from time to time. We have lunches. Unangu puts us something in a kilometer. Do you know, Rowena, in the entire school, you're the only child, yana thrower. Hopula one time, Rayemi, you were throwing on the sand. And I forgot about that.
What?
So, I mean, talking gates, I almost started, three started. Yeah. So this thing has been in me. When I went to go study art in Natal, it was just like to enhance the talent that I have.
Sure. So wait, so I want to know, go back to standard 8, ne? I think you must choose your subjects.
Yeah.
What subjects did you choose?
Ish.
What?
Hey, aksa hopo. Aksa hopo, because all what I know is the person who really pushed me was a teacher go Tsakula High School, Mr. Bilangulu. Do you remember Nakutsadi riots?
Yes.
So the school would try to keep the students in the yard to risk threatening the army police. And then this teacher said, just do whatever you want in front of you. You can draw whatever. So but my window nearly next, my desk was next to the window. I opened the window and then I started to do the garden. And with the window opened, and then after he was looking, he said, You must consider studying art. You got a very good way of your perspective.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So he really inspired.
So he saw it, ne?
Yeah, he saw it.
Guys, it's important to have that teacher, yeah? To say Muna, and they see it in its rawness. Yeah. But I guess what I'm trying to get at is the chances are there's a tension between what the teacher saw to what is expected of you at home.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
What are you saying? What are you telling them about your career choice now?
Well, when I said to my mom, now I'm dropping out of high school, I'm going to study art. What is art?
Kogai.
Karko nata. Arotsewa ma. Karakizimuta. Runali wa numa hayaki nga tsamaya. Ayakusko lunga satsewip. Karo, no, there's always the first time. And I always tell people, that's the only time I defied my mom. I said, I'm going. Ha!
When I'm talking,
well, there was an artist called Tema, and then he used to see me, Lee, a friend, yeah, during the riots, he would sort of like carry the charts, draw Abaramoro and Funali Madipala. Guys, there's a school in Edwala Goting, Barake Rocks Drift. Apply. Apply.
And they took you?
Yeah.
And then, Le Shankura Loya Natali?
Ah. All night. Sia goes to assessing what he got lay, cook about three, copula, illy one. Itawaga trankayak. Yes, the fate, the train, holy fish, he does a gilly one.
And then?
That was my journey.
How old are you then?
I think I was 21.
I'm at least you're in your 20s.
Yeah, I was in my 20s.
Oh, I keep telling my head, I was like, probably you are 16, 17. o define o lady ka iso.
No, na sekele bo 2021. So come there, like you see all these artists coming from different parts tsa South Africa. Eish, the first night to tswile or mo kilo panishiwa. No na lengwe ba re ke pita sha ga le thole.
Yeah,
dark and
yeah,
there are so it is skim sailor. But you know, I joined good brothers and sisters. How now about to humble scar the artists? We became a family. I didn't miss my family.
Wow.
Our teacher was a Dutch, little Dutch couple.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's fast forward to 1994. You get a Standard Bank Young Artist Award. Tell me, how did they find you? How did they see it? Did you apply? How did that process go? This is 1994, but
1994.
We're just smelling the fresh air of freedom.
Yeah. And I was, you know, when I was working at the SABC as a studio set designer.
Okay.
Part-time regatta art.
Okay.
So, because like, when I had this tendency, some of the artists who have only comfort, monthly income, they abandon their
parties. Yeah.
And like I said, Nali Pet Mautla, we continued. So, but I said, 1994, I just want to quit SABC.
Mm.
Then I want to become a full-time artist. So when I handed in my resignation letter, they said to me, yes, but could you please do us one more set? I understood, Hore, they meant it well, and they tried to be politically correct, because in our office we're 14, and then I was the only black designer.
Yeah.
So now this black designer must design a set for Mandela. I designed the set of the first debate, Mandela Le de Klerk.
What?
That's how I bowed out of the SABC. And in Ningning, Kwafika, three people, Barabatso from Standard Bank, they are looking at artists, and I'm one of the nominees. So you are nominated. I didn't take it serious. I said, oh, how many artists do we have in the country? But it's aliens. You are Shahori. You are the winner of Standard Bank 1994. And to me, that was the beginning. Mandela became the president. I resigned. I became a full-time artist. I won the award. We had our democracy.
Yes.
Yeah. 1994.
Sure. It got triple threat.
Yeah.
In one.
Yeah.
So you realized your freedom because you also became independent.
Yes.
Now, and I'm sure we can try and find those visuals, but I want us to go here.
Yeah.
Because what I find interesting, this is your work.
Yes.
But this is not, you don't do tapestry.
No.
Explain this for me.
What happened, we have a studio go deep slot in those, the plots.
Yes.
And there's a woman there, Marguerite Stevenson.
Okay.
She's the one who does tapestries for a number of artists around the country.
Okay.
And a tapestry, utla chusa, I like this art painting to be interpreted to. And then it will, the actual artwork is 3/4 the size. And she would make them very massive. So she's the one who does everything, and you don't have a say. She's in control.
So basically you gave her
The original painting.
Yes. And this is her, not even interpretation, this is her copying it into
a tapestry. Yeah.
Have you ever done this before?
This is my first one. 1994 was my first tapestry. And like, ever since, I've done over 10 years with her.
And there's an interesting story, and this is goes back into the history of Standard Bank.
Yes.
Standard Bank is a bank. Simply put, was a bank for sheep farmers. And why the Sandton Art Lab is laced with tapestries is because of that. They're taking it back to where they started. Using our hands, wool, sheep, you get it? And art being also one of their passions,
yeah,
in terms of making sure that it keeps on, you know, it keeps that heritage,
yeah,
together. So now, when you see your art interpreted, for lack of a better word, into this?
Nangaba jealous, man.
No, it gives me so much pleasure because it just shows that my art doesn't only have to be done in printmaking and collage painting. So for her and her team to do this, it really excites me.
Yeah,
it really, really excites me. And I must thank Standard Bank. I wish we had so many areas that's when I was Standard Bank whereby
sure
art is their passion.
Yeah.
And then Dr. Samia Mdlule and her team, they've done very well to curate what you see around this art lab space.
I urge you to please make a turn at the Nelson Mandela Square and try and find the Santon Art Lab. It's not too far. It's not like you need a GPS. You want to walk into it exactly. And experience it.
Exactly.
I'm talking to Brasem Nhlengethwa, and this is my top 10 at 10. And we're talking about his journey with art and now being interpreted and being centered as the masterpiece in the Standard Bank Art Lab. Now, Brasem, something I don't quite understand. And this hot money aga when I get what and subis. Why are art galleries quiet? Why shouldn't there be music? And I know music vinyl. Why are they quiet?
Well, with my shows under my gallery, they do play music. It depends with the individual.
Okay.
So with me, I insist. My other show in Cape Town, Goodman Gallery, I was DJing vinyls.
Hi.
And then here in Joburg, I co-DJed with Charles Leonard.
Yeah.
So for me, it's part and parcel because why should I cut music, hug an exhibitor, and yet when I'm in my studio, music is always buzzing.
I thought as much.
Yeah.
Well, there's no way you're creating all this work without something playing in the background.
No. Vinyls are playing. And I get why Finulans get fetula vinyl, get painter. I mean, it's part and parcel.
Yeah.
It's part and parcel. And my gallery knows very well, Hore, when Sam goes overseas, Atlali the vinyls, Sam didn't buy vinyls. I bought art material.
Yeah, because it is art.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is art.
Yeah.
And look, you and I can go and change this interview to talk about vinyl. Let's not do it. So, one thing I've recognized with your work, music is involved. I see the saxophone. Am I right in saying I'm seeing a guitar?
Yes, guitar, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tell me, why do you feel there needs to be that part in that?
Well, the thing is, I work with different themes.
Okay.
When Standard Bank team nominated me for being a winner of 1994, they found me working on a jazz theme. And they said, you don't have to rush. We can borrow some of your existing artworks. And I said, no, you have actually inspired me to work day and night to put this show together because this will be my first jazz exhibition.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So this was my first jazz exhibition under Standard Bank. So I work with different themes. I do like wood township scenes. I used to do the minors. I do body interiors. You know, so
what will be the theme today?
You know, my theme as we speak now, I did residency in Kokori Island, Senegal, last November.
Okay.
And I revisited that because the first time I went there was 1994. So I got inspired again. And then I did sketches of the women who are running the markets. As we speak now, I'm going to have a show about Senegalese people.
Is there commentary in your art?
In which sense?
Social commentary. Because I can imagine 1994, it was more about the celebration of you as your independence, the country as an independence. It could also commentary right now be as where we are as South Africa. Could that translate into your artwork?
Yes. You know, Tibos, one of the things that I always carry in me is awareness to the society.
Yeah.
So I did a show maybe 3-4 years ago about the guys who are recycling in the streets.
Yes.
And this is an awareness that Raskaba fella di pilu hapa pusha di trolley.
True.
As if Rona, we are the only one who are entitled to be in the streets with our cars.
Mm.
And that show, it really made sense to a number of people. I remember when I was doing a walkabout, one woman was saying to me, Sam, you've just like opened our eyes, because like now I need to respect these guys that they also put bread on the table. And my beans, it will be rubbish on the other side, and the other bin will be for recycling. And then my last show in Joburg, I said I want to do a theme, art meets fashion.
Okay.
And I want to be specific. I want my models to be the albinos.
People living with albinism.
Yes.
That, and right.
I spoke to Sonobile, who used to design Madiba Chef.
Yes, yes.
And then he said, I like that idea. Again, I don't think the society has embraced those people.
True.
We put them aside, but that show, when they were on the ramp, young girls and boys, it was amazing. So I always not do shows, henna, pretty things, but there should be a strong message and a meaning behind that.
How far have you gone?
About what?
About this work. Will you now stamp up passport that thing or hey, me one born?
No, the models in the body albino.
Yes.
It's done.
Now, just say, but how far have you gone? As in, how far did your talent take you?
Hey, very far. You know, I remember my first trip, 1991.
Yeah.
When I was selected to attend a workshop in New York. Go play in the next place. I believe you got to read the name of the day. Get it? No.
We see, Papa.
Yeah, we see. How can I handle rockets? Okay, the boy little Sahereza, Ulurixit, that dog, Tayamu Bakoklas, or Rotzi at work. How can I go taxi? But to the Nina Stime, I listen to say. Mrs. Skipper Mesho. And then, since 1991, I would say every year, I'm somewhere. Japan, Cuba, Mexico, Brazil, France, UK, Germany. I move around.
Do you teach?
I used to teach Kofuba, but you know, it drains you, because the resources were not so good. Sometimes we're not trying to teach Hapuna material. And then I used to go to my studio, fetch some of my material, teaching the kids. So emotionally, but then I left. And then in my studio, it was like, those who need my help, they can come to my studio, give them assignments. And even today, I mean, like yesterday, I got a message that there's a young kid who wants me to guide her, and I'm busy with others. And like, sponsoring a residency called Studios Back Factory of a young black girl. Because, what? Like, you know, coming from my early years, you get intimidated when you now get to go into the field and practice. Those practicing artists, they really intimidate you. So I said, in our culture, there are not many black female artists. So since I said, I just want to open these studios, residency 1 year, so that the newly graduate, Ukena, the practicing artist, so that she gets her confidence, and then after a year, she can continue. So this is the legacy that I would like to leave.
Blaseng Mushengetwa is my guest. This is my top 10 at 10, and we're talking about his journey this far, and it's called It's Woven Into Who We Are. It's an exhibition which is happening here at the Standard Lab Art in Mandela Square. So you may make a turn and come in and check it out for yourself. Now, I want to go into talent meets education. Mm-hmm. You're a talented young man. God gave you this talent, but you felt you must go somewhere to hone it, right? Mm-hmm. To a school.
Mm-hmm.
Should that be the case today?
Yeah, but Tibos, I mean, during my times high primary, go high school, I thought maybe it's normal to see a kid and say it's a makoporosha. That was part of that. But as this friend of mine, I'm playing Larry, are you aware or in the entire higher primary, you were the only artist? And honey, kid decided to drop out to high school.
Mm.
I got this later. Some of my friends, classmates, but they were questioning, same guy, can't you tell me when I tried to go to class? I was born, I'll tell you, this is art. Is he mad? But what?
You see the narratives that we have. Yeah.
And then see, a friend of mine said, Sam, that class, Yarona, do you know you are the only person that is famous? Some of us read accountants, lawyers, architects, but how now that's a job. Same thing at ours. But Lina didn't know.
Yeah. I just where to lead.
Just hold out my passion. And anyone who you can't do this. And then I went ahead and I did it. That talent that I had, Agfisa Kunatal, by enhancer.
Yeah.
And I never looked back. I always say to people, I held that baiting close to my chest and I will never drop it. It will die with me.
Anyone has taken after you from your kids, your grandkids?
No.
Zero?
No.
I brasem rao jaja.
No.
No kyao jaja.
Steve Biko na acharya on your own plate here. Overall get kitaki ke plek. Steve Biko na chon naria on your own.
Aujourd'hui fini le.
Not my siblings. No one.
How much have you sold one for?
How much?
Or has it been sold for?
I did sell for over a meter.
I changed my career.
Yeah, I did. So that's the importance of the galleries, because like they market you. You wake up in the morning, a collector in Japan has bought this huge piece of yours, a collector in America. And like, it's their job. Why not? Your job is to work.
I want to ask a very regressive question. Mm-hmm. And the reason I'm asking it is because I want a guardian, a parent, and maybe an adult now, who knew that they were you, but they didn't listen, or they were fearful to follow, or to be, as like you said, be stubborn about their pursuit of their passion. Had you not done this, Ngabuluke?
Hey, I don't know, because I decided to study art. I had two things that I liked in my life.
Yes.
One was because of my eldest brother's impact on me.
Okay.
I wanted to study music.
Oh.
My brother was a jazz musician.
Oh, okay.
He played the flute, he played piano, he played flugelhorn.
Okay.
He was my inspiration. He's the one, Nicola Delayed. And then the other interest in Ignaliona, I wanted to be a photographer.
Okay.
In the lines Zawo, Alf Kumalo, NS Cole, etc. But boom, none of the two, and then I decided to do visual art.
So had you not? Gabriel, So, and you see, that's the point I'm talking about.
Yeah.
How important is it to listen to that thing in you?
It is very important. And, it's so important to an extent that you just like become selfish about yourself. You said,
yeah,
I don't care who says what.
Yeah.
I feel it.
Yeah.
I see it. This is going to be me. Nothing else. I remember one time, Brajoni, the late Brajoni, he unali school go Davidton.
Brajoni Meko.
Yeah.
Yes.
Music Academy.
Yes.
So Brajoni used to to invite me. Ha hunali the guest musicians at Langfochet.
Yes.
And then I would do sketches. I remember I was doing Brajoni's band and Kevin Mahogany. So during the break, and Kevin were talking, and then he said, why and how did you become an artist?
Yeah.
That was so difficult.
Sure.
And at the same time, he gave me an answer. He said, it's a calling.
Yeah.
Or even Naka music, it's a calling.
Yeah.
Or it's something that you can't resist.
Yeah.
It grips you.
Yeah.
And that's it.
In fact, it is unsettling.
Yeah.
As long as you're not giving it attention, you can't even sleep well at night.
No. I gave it a full attention, and I don't regret it. For the fact that I had a very comfortable job with the SABC being a designer. When I was resigning, one of my colleagues, white guy, said, let's start our own company. We'll make good money. And I said, it's not about good money. It's about what I want, passion. And I've been carrying a lot of discipline.
What I love about passion, will make you look beyond being or trying to survive.
Exactly.
It's got a long-term view.
Exactly. And some of the things that I always tell people is that my grandmother, the strongest tool that she gave me was discipline. And that if somebody teaches you something, learn from that person, don't lean. Itute uskai tsihlela. That was my grandmother.
Learn, don't lean. It's my quote now. It's a gaijia. So next time you get to get a better t-shirt, and we'll say, learn. You love music. I want us to close by that. You speak passionately about the collaboration here, Letambulu, Mama Letambulu, and the late Quincy Jones.
Yes.
Roots in particular.
Yes.
Tell me.
It's, you know, when that song plays, you just think, and I was thinking about it, and I played it on my laptop. Now recently, in November, Hanekele go Gori Island. Because yeah. Gori Island, it's like slave houses are still there. The prison, Yadi slaves, it's there. So sitting there. And
Kunta Kinte, I can see him.
Yes. So I played that song, Ya Miriam, Ya Ausletale, Le Quincy, many years ago. And then you visualize, you feel the pain, the suffering of the slaves when they were embarking from Gore Island to America. So that particular song, it has got a very strong emotional meaning to me.
Make sure that you make time to come to the Standard Art Lab, Standard Bank Art Lab. This work here is Brasem. But where else can we see your work, Brasem?
Goodman Gallery.
Goodman Gallery.
Yeah. Goodman Gallery. But you see, the whole idea that fascinates me about the Art Lab is just to show the public that art is accessible. There are people who think art is for the elite. Look at the galleries from a distance.
Yeah.
But this show is embracing everyone that, no, you can come in.
Yes.
Toshaba Artworks.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a very nice dating spot.
Absolutely.
Yeah, who is a motor my charm? Or baby, what do you see?
If lucky for those who are still dating.
Or maybe a date night.
Oh, yeah.
Prasem, we celebrate you from, I mean, our timeline, and purely because of our friends at Standard Bank. We started from 1994, but I'm glad you shared the journey before that and going forward. We wish you nothing but the best, and we hope to see you telling more of our stories in a way that, you know, just freezes it at the moment. And even to some, to go in, invest, put it up on their wall so that time and that story lives on forever. So I want to say to you, congratulations for at least listening to that voice, and two, for giving it the attention it deserves, for learning and not leaning, and taking some of our people to show them this world and what it can do. We celebrate you. Keep shining.
Much appreciated, and I appreciate it when you said at long last. It's true. Kana nalwe now we exchange so many WhatsApp and then the dates are on. Something common, we are both Capricorns, both Robotabo, both are dark.
East.
Both are favor Mapagane. So much in common.
Vinyls. You shot a fella like a twig, yeah, bra. Same contum.
But it out will not go be not.
Eh. Bye bye. See you next time.
Thank you.
My top 10 at 10 was made possible by Standard Bank. Champion of the arts. The best tea in the city. Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday. On Kaya 959. On the street, on the air.